I think the biggest problem we have in our industry for the last easily 10 years, if not for its entirety, has been the lack of alignment between the security functions and other functions. If you went back to 2001, the CIO used to suffer from this back when we talked about brick and mortar versus online. No longer does anybody worry about whether the CIO is aligned with the business. They've overcome that. This is the year that that can happen. This is the year that the CISO can overcome that divide and get aligned with the business. One CISO I spoke to gave some advice to a room full of people recently and said, if the only conversation about IT risk is happening between the CISO and the CIO, you will fail. And so I'd say the way to make this the year of the defender is to be inclusive and open it up. And, you know, we like the cloak and dagger in our industry, and we have conflict at the heart of this. The things that we stop are bad people, for instance. I think instead we can make it more accessible and more open. I think in the new year, I challenge any CISO on the call, and similarly anybody who's a security professional, try to make the first week of your meetings outside of the group. You have to do planning. Get a significant leavening of meetings with other departments to discuss risk. Become the chief risk storyteller or the ambassador for risk in the IT stack. And realize that controls are there. The ability to get a rational program in place is there. The ability to affect the organization and limit damage is there. I'm optimistic about next year, notwithstanding what I said earlier, which is that usually the people who are optimistic are the ones who get sneered at when something bad happens. That shouldn't stop us. Come back with your security or risk resolution for New Year's to be to make this the year of the defender, and I think you'll be well served.